People love this cake.
That's Abigail Sweetman, a Juneau resident from Ketchikan who spends nearly all of her free time coming up with new recipes in her Star Hill apartment.
I am a huge sugar person, and I grew up making a lot of desserts because, like, it was something I like. It was something that I couldn't really get much of in Ketchikan. Most of my love of food came from, like, baking at a young age.
She wrote into KTOO to ask about the origin of said cake, the North Douglas chocolate cake. And while I started looking around for the people who named it, Sweetman gathered ingredients to make it.
It has butter and oil, which is pretty decadent. She says to combine basically like most of the wet ingredients in the cocoa and bring it to a boil.
The recipe is in the Fiddlehead Cookbook. The cookbook, which is older than Sweetman, is based on a restaurant that operated in Juneau for nearly 30 years. It closed 2 decades ago, but the cookbook and the North Douglas chocolate cake has lived on.
Like, it was a cake that I had in childhood and didn't realize that it's a cake that I had. And I'm like, oh, like, I didn't realize that they named a cake after North Douglas. And I was like, there's got to be a story there.
And there is a story there. As the cake bakes in Sweetman's oven, we'll hear from the woman who introduced it to Juneau. The story is rather simple, actually, according to Linda Zagar. She's the baker the cookbook credits with bringing it to the Fiddlehead restaurant.
My best friend's mom made this cake, and it was called Choco Bake. It has a real name. It's a real recipe. You know, I did not create the recipe. That's what I always tell people. I just brought it.
Zagar moved to Alaska with that same best friend in the 1970s and followed her now husband to Juneau. They've lived in North Douglas for decades. Zagar worked at the Fiddlehead restaurant for several years and worked in just about every role there, waiting tables, washing dishes, prep cooking, before she became the morning baker. She said a lot of staff would bring in favorite recipes they had accumulated over the years.
For some reason, this one stuck.
She added a couple of twists. She made it a layer cake with more frosting and added walnuts around the edge, though the nuts didn't make it into the cookbook. And Zagar says she loves chocolate, so instead of plain cocoa powder, she used dark. The name, however, was a savvy act of branding.
And my boss at the time said, well, what's the name? And I said, Choco Bake. And he goes, no. He goes, you're the North Douglas baker. Let's call it the North Douglas chocolate cake. And I think that's half of it. It has a cool name. But then it just became a thing.
Nancy DeTourney was part of the Fiddlehead restaurant, too, as a cook and manager.
All of us were getting out of college. And there was money up here. And so we had the blessing of having a staff that was highly educated and full of, you know, it was the 70s. Everybody was full of exciting ideas.
DeTourney remembers what it was like to walk into the Fiddlehead. She describes dark wood furniture and ferns, a smoking and non-smoking section. She wrote the Fiddlehead cookbook in the 1990s and says she loves hearing people talk about their favorite recipes from the cookbook now. She's glad it's lived on.
And, you know, I think partly it's not real difficult food. It's accessible. Some of it is a little unusual, but I think the average bear can cook it, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll turn out okay.
Back in her apartment, Sweetman pulls the cake out of the oven.
Moving a cake is risky.
And she starts to assemble it.
I always want layer cakes to turn out a little better than they do. And then I usually get to the end of it and I'm like, it's more important to me that this tastes good.
For the record, it also looks good. With some extra decoration, that's not in the cookbook. Edible eyeballs.
I'm also anticipating that you should take some home because I'm kind of always overrun with dessert.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm willing to help with that.
And Zagar says it's always better on the second day. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.